2. B. Listening 2. Code switching. Page 59.
Okay, so let's get back to the idea of code switching, which I mentioned earlier. Now, code switching is when a person changes, from one language or dialect to another. So someone may speak one way at work or school, but another way at home or with friends. Basically, they switch languages or dialects depending on where they are and who they're talking to. So one example of code switching, changing dialects, is the way teenagers change their speech when talking to their friends versus talking to an adult. A lot of teenagers speak a teen dialect, which is a dialect used by teenagers with a lot of slang, slang their parents don't understand, and usually hate too, right? Like they're saying, "Why are you talking like that? What are you saying?" But when kids switch between this teen dialect and the standard dialect, this is code switching. So let me give you an example. Let's say a teenager is leaving the house and he says to his friend, "Gotta bounce, we gotta meet the crew." Then his dad asks, "Hey, where are you going?" And the kid says, "We have to go, we're meeting our friends downtown." So he's saying the same thing to both people, but with his friends, he's using a teen dialect, "gotta bounce," meaning "we have to go," and "the crew" for "my friends." And he's code switching when he switches from the teen dialect into standard English with his dad. All right, so why do teenagers use this kind of teen dialect? Well, because it's an important way for teens to show their identity, to show that they fit in with their friends. It also shows that they're separate from their parents. So by code switching into a teen dialect with their friends, a teen is saying, "I'm one of you," and saying to their parents, "I'm not like you."